So I'm at a meeting in Westminster with YouTube, and they're talking about the impact that YouTube and other forms of communication could have on the next election. And I'm with Steve Grove from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, what's your title?
I'm head of news and politics at YouTube.
Now, you were heavily involved in the way YouTube and Google reacted and covered the presidential campaign in the USA. Is it a myth that it was incredibly influential?
It's funny. I think a lot of people have been talking lately, is it a myth? What is the actual impact of the internet? I mean, I think my first reaction to that is politics is still politics. You still need to have a good message, a good campaign strategy, and a good way of targeting voters. But I do think the internet allows you to connect directly to voters where you couldn't in the past, right? And it allows voters to engage with your campaign in new ways. So the first thing you have to learn about the internet, if you're a political campaigner, is that it's a two-way communication mechanism. It's not just a shrunken TV screen where you can pipe out your political commercials to a new audience. It's actually a dialogue. It's more like a window into your campaign. So if you can get voters to feel engaged in what you're doing, updated on what's taking place in your campaign, then you can actually start to build some excitement around it. We did see that in the U.S. in big ways with President Obama during the end of his campaign churning out YouTube videos that would get a million views, you know, every time he uploaded them, and really kind of galvanizing a lot of support around people who are coming to the internet to learn about politics. And I think that is also the other big shift, is that people get their information online now. And so if you're not online and you're not making sure that when people search your name as a candidate, they're not finding your content, then you're not really part of that conversation. And that you do that to your own detriment, I think.
And do you think the British can learn from this? Are David Cameron or Gordon Brown or Nick Clegg going to become YouTube stars? And is that going to swing the election one way or the other?
Well, I think all three of them already are YouTube stars insofar as if you search their name on YouTube, there's, you know, heaps of content about all three of them, right? So they're already being exposed on that site, and people are learning about them on our site. So I do think they will all figure in heavily to the conversation that takes place on YouTube. You know, video as a means of communication is very personal, right? You can sort of get a sense for someone's character when you see them in a video. And so when the election is called and there's a few weeks to go and the 90% of the people who aren't paying attention now start paying attention and they go to YouTube to search for the candidates' names, they're going to be able to really quickly get a sense for who that candidate is, what they're about, and in a way that sort of news articles and text coverage can't capture, that you can get a sense for a person's character whenever and however you want. And then because all of these mediums, and YouTube is just one of them, we have Facebook and Twitter and others, are shareable, you pass it along to your friends, and you have this whole new social network that is helping you verify, you know, which candidate matches your beliefs, which candidate you know, is right for you. And I think that whole ecosystem is something that politicians ignore at their own peril.
What you need is an engaged electorate. Aren't they far more engaged in watching, you know, crazy cats playing the piano on YouTube than Gordon Brown or Nick Clegg?
Wouldn't you rather watch a crazy cat video than a political video? I mean, you know, the funny videos on YouTube are a lot of fun. And we love to see that. We love to see people enjoying the site. But, you know, news and political videos on YouTube have grown by about 650% in the past year. So when you look at, you know, where media more broadly is heading, and then you look at where video is heading, news video is on a steep increase. So more and more people are getting their videos online in the news and political space. And, you know, you may not come to YouTube searching for a political video, but as you're, you know, moving through the site and looking at related content, you might bump into one and it might perk your interest, and then suddenly you have a whole treasure trove of content to find. And so we encourage politicians to be actively engaged on YouTube, you know, and other mediums so they can catch
people.
I'm
now going to interrupt you because I reckon we've done nearly 4 minutes, and that's quite enough on audio boom.
On the YouTube page, that's way too long.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Mark.